Where are we? On Tesbam Rav. Tesbam Rav, we are somewhere in the middle of this long page here. And we didn't get up to the Mishnah. We got up to... The third wide line, Rabbi Shua ben Yor. I'm looking with Dr. Sabella, you are. Rabbi Shua ben Yor, B'Sher HaPinchas ben Yor, Rabbi Shua ben Yor, Neir HaPinchas Yor, I guess they were brothers, said, Shlosha Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this measure is supposed to be brought down at the end of Sukkah and the Bavli. Shlosha Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Tar Shabaron. The three things Hashem created, and he has regret that he created them. V'Elan of these are the Kastim, the Yishmaelim, and the Eitzahara. Kastim, hein eretz kastim, because it says this line of kastim, zeh am lohaya, this nation was not, is the proper translation. And we darshan not, halvai lohaya, halvai they did not create them. Yishmaelim, yishloyu av alim neshodadim, the tents are tranquil for bandits, uvitchos, and there is a security, margize, Kale, so those are anger God, Asher Lasher Hevi Elokabi Ado, to those which Hashem brought in his hand, meaning his hand, he's responsible for it, and therefore he regrets that he is responsible for this tranquility. Ayetzahora, Bayomonum Hashem Esfa Hatzala, I will, bend that day when Mashiach comes, I will gather up the remnant of Anidocha and those who are dispersed, Akabetza, I will gather together, Bashariosi, and that which I did bad, I will rectify. Where Ashariosi, Hashem says, that which I created evil in the world, the Yetzihara. Rebrecha, Rabbi Abba, Khan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, said, Hareu Kilu Ariosi, that which I did wrong, meaning that I created the Yetzihara, and I feel it was a bad thing that I created the Yetzihara. Yeah. Rabbi Lazar Avatan Hisa, Lazar made a tainis, below in Tanachas Mitra, and the rain didn't come. Of Rabbi Akiva tainis, Rabbi Akiva made a tainis, Benachas Mitra, and the rain came. Now, so as Gemara says, parallel in the Bavli. Of Amar Koman, so Rabbi Akiva came in and he said, listen, don't think I'm a bigger tzaddik than Rabbi Elazar. Rather, let me give you an analogy. The king had two daughters, Achas Chatzufa, one was brazen, Achas Kishera, and one of them was a nice girl. Whenever the Chatzufta wanted something, so Lalas Kameh, she used to came in, Hava Omar, and she said, Avama, the king said, Yavun Allah, give her mighty boya, whatever she wants, Vitezel. So, get her away from us. When the kosher one come before him, Havamar Kruche, he would be very, very restrained. In other words, he wouldn't give in right away to his guest. Because he wanted to hear her supplications. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, the fact that I was asked is because I'm not a big tzaddik, so Hashem doesn't want to bother hearing me. Was there Blaz a much bigger tzaddik, so he's not answered right away, because Hashem wants to hear him daven. So I asked Rabbi Shari Meimar, okay? Did somebody say such things? It's not right. I mean, first of all, Akiva's denigrating himself, but besides that, he's saying very strange things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer because he wants to hear the tefillos longer. It's a very strange thing, right? So it says, Gemara, Shelo l'chal Hashem Shemayim Bei Rabbi Elazar. You want to be m'chal, otherwise l'chil Hashem, Rabbi Elazar is not answered, and there's no reason given for it, so l'chil Hashem, that Rabbi Elazar, big time b'chokhem, is not answering his tefillos. So therefore, he wanted to give a justification why Rabbi Elazar was not heard immediately. Okay? That was more important. even though it's made him look bad and was a very strange way of defending it, but it was effective. Rabbi Yacha Avet Klosses Rei Tanion. Rabbi Yacha made for 13 fasts, as we know that's the series. V'lo nochas micha, the rain didn't come. Miolim, when he came in after the last one, Paga Bechad Kute, a certain Samaritan met him. Amalei, so he said to him, Rebbe, Rebbe, Atur Gulsach, put on your raincoat, mean mitra, from the rain. In other words, he was making fun of him. He said, where's the rain? So Rabbi Yacha was disgusted. Armley, so he said, Chayav da Ugavra, by the life of that individual, Shmaya Marvin Nisan, the disguise will make a miracle. Vishata Matzlachan, you'll be successful with rain. For Ugavra Leishu Meche, and you are not going to live and see it. Bavna Shmaya Nisan, and the rains made a miracle. I mean, the heavens made a miracle. Vatzlacha Shatan, the year was successful. Umi Savu Kataya, and that guy kicked the bucket. Vavon Kulam Amin, everybody said, Isum Chamin, come see, pour in the Shemesh, see this, the coffin of this guy who was killed by the sun. Now, it's not actually by the sun, but by the rain, but like he was making a mockery of Racha, go get your raincoat. They said, look at this guy who was killed by the sun. You know, the opposite of his taunt to Rabbi Acha.
So this okay? is a variation of the incident in Tanakh. When they had
the Arubas Bashamayim incident, yeah. The guy, the officer was trampled to death, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is a variation of that incident. But what's more interesting, I think, is that as a certain breaking point, would you dami not answer, but then if you have a little bit of the Tam B'Chochem, a little bit of Agmas Nefesh, then that brings it over the breaking point over there and gets the rain to come down. So sometimes it's just a little bit icing over the cake, on the cake, which actually brings the rain.
So then this Kusi should have gotten credit for it.
Well, yeah. He got credit, but he got discredit for the way he did it. L'chosio Sabaka and the credit. All of my bar, maybe they gave him a slice of cake. L'chosio Sami Sanas Lomas Rios. All around it, they're misana, they fast. Any city which has been smitten by a plague, all around it they fast, but don't blow shofar. Shkei Matzano b'yoma kippurim, as if I am kippur. Misana lo masrini to a tiny, so you don't do trua. Kimasrina lo masrini matzana, the exact opposite. Again, like we said yesterday, shkei matzano b'rosh hashan masrini lo misana, or shani do trua and not tiny. Ezu Dever, what is a plague? Ira Motia Chamesh Mils Ragli, a city which has 500 men, literally foot soldiers. Yatsman Shlosh Mason Bishlosh Yom, 3 people die in 3 days in succession. Zachar Zen, one after the other. That's considered to be a plague and immediately make the severe fast. Amrei Leib Rebbe Sayek, see, if it says that Beik Hashem B'cho Hashem will plaster against you, Esat Dever, the plague. It's like Yisha Zoshim Arbeka Shlosh Kukurim Zachar Zen. It's like a woman who sticks 3 pieces of bread together and bakes it that way, I guess, like a form of challah. So too here, the 3 days have 3 Mason.
Is that
like
a ratio? 3 to 5
different? Gemara asked that right now. Ha'avida, now the word eno is a typo. Ha'avida, yes, what if the city is more than 500 people? Ha'avida, yes, we can't speak of Shirachar, and those is it a ratio. If it's more than 500 people, it's a ratio. The Shemina min Ador, so it says more no, it's here from here. I feel Igdol Kantiochi, even a major city like Antiochia, the Yotsu men of Shlosha Mason, Shlosha Yom Zacharzeh, and 3 Mason died 3 days one after the other. Hadar Mara, it's still considered to be a plague. Hadar Mara tells us, Yosem Yikan should be Eino Tzmicha Shir Akhra, as the carbonated plain Moshe both say. That even if it's large, it doesn't require a different shear, as long as it is 3 people dying 3 days in succession from a plague, obviously. That's already enough of a reason to make Tanesim. Okay? Now, we're talking about avalanches. Batin Shomer, the house which collapsed in the avalanche, Bream, they have to be sturdy houses, which don't normally collapse. Avlom Roim, not the shaky ones. The Kavasah, similarly, but the people who die in the plague, so they have to be Bachurim, healthy young lads. Avlos Kenny, but not older people. Tani learned Askara Koshu, so there somebody dies in a city because of Askara, which is a more severe plague. So then, no matter even if it's one person, you immediately make severe fast. Shnai B'Dever B'Echa B'Askara. What about if you have two people who died of plague, and then one person died of askara? What's the status? It's like there's like three people, he can make a tinus? Says, I don't understand. He's a chamei, come look and see, askara koshu. Whether it counts as plague or not, the askara itself is enough, right? Because askara only needs one. Maybe it's not three for plague, but it's one of askara is enough, right? So what kind of question are you asking? So that's my low cane sricha. No, rather, this is the question. Kshisrio askara, so where they made already tanesim on the askara, v'hochalon, and the askara went away. But afterwards, two people died in plague. The last two words, the next two words you take out, they're superfluous. But the question is, where one person died of the askara, you did a tinus, there was no more askara, but now two people died of the plague. So is that mitzdarif with the guy who died from askara to make three? Or do I say, no, his makkah was separate, and he got rid of that, and now it's a new makkah. In order to make a fast, you need to have a third guy die of dever, or askara for that matter, at this point in time.
During the plague of Spiros Omer, Rabbi Akiva's Tamidim, they instituted the tinus.
At the time, they probably did. I mean, it's not. I don't know if it's recorded. But we have.
What? Well, that's the whole thing. It's very cryptic. It's a two-liner. And nothing else is really said about it. Nothing is said about it.
Just because you had a plague?
Yeah.
They died.
But we don't know very much about what happened, so who's to say? Okay, Alayla Masri, but I assume that at a time. It just, they wouldn't make a tinus for all generations, because once they died, some more make a tinus anymore. Alayla Masri Mechol Makom. On these you may your Masriya anywhere.
Isn't it the Taz who says that the truth is that we make this, that the sphere is really primarily, not for the Kiva students, but really primarily for the first Crusades?
I was not aware that the Taz said that.
Yes.
I mean, it's true that the Crusades happened at a time. That's why he had the Avarachamim is for primarily for this time. But I'm not saying no. I'm just not aware of the Taz, but it's entirely possible. And these you do to Masriya anywhere. In other words, even distant from the locality where it's actually happening. Al Shidafon on blight, Al Yerakon on jaundiced grain, right? Al Arbe on locust, Val Chasil, another type of locust, Val Chayara and on bat and wild animals, Val Cherev and on swords. Masriya Lam, you immediately do this truos, the high form of tinus. Nation Makam Malach, because it's a traveling plague and everybody's in danger. Rabbi Chaim Baruch Hashem Rabbi Yisrael said, Masrini, even do Trua al Pragya, which is like a small amount, a small bundle, Shopishton, of linen, with flax, which became afflicted, not just foodstuffs. My time away, Shama Visharuya, two types of desolation. Shama and Sharuya are two types of desolation. And the other spirits came out of the land. I would say one is for foodstuffs and one is even for clothing material for linen. Rashura and Amish Ariyasid said, Masrina al Shurav, if you have a Chamsin, Shurav is like is a heat wave, right? So you have a heat wave, so you also do it. My time, why? Kadar alachti below Chama, or Chema, not sure what it is exactly. But anyway, I made it went dry and it was burning me, even though there was no. Moshe says there's no. It's not because of the heat of the sun. That's not called chamsin. The chamsin is when the wind is hot, and that's what's particularly damaging for the fruit. So when kedar alachti, it was hot with abalu with low chamo without the sun. Kamti v'kabba shavaya rose in the community and started davening for Yeshua from this. Amrei Blazer says, this is actually a pasuk in Ben Siro, somebody brings down here, the Shari Torah Sirtz Yisrael, I think, says that, Okil asich adalot itzarechle, give homage to your doctor before you need him. Logical, right?
It's pay when services are rendered.
No, this is before. This is before, so you can get an appointment.
Before services are rendered.
Just so you just can get an appointment. My time, oh, why? Hayarach shavach. This actually, friend said to Eov, did you arrange your prayer, lobitzar, before you were in anguish, Only then, b'chol ma'amotzei koach, only then is all your strength, is all your effort a strength. Meaning that you have to daven before the, if you're only daven after you're in trouble, so it's not as good as if you're ready, so to speak, buttered up by Kodesh Baruch Hu before you got into this dire straits. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Im Sidarta, today both have different interpretations of this pasuk. One says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Im Sidarta tefillah, if you arrange your davening, meaning that you focus on your davening, you daven with kavona, lo yel chotzori ay milamala. Nobody will look at you askance with miserliness from the heavens. El akol yu mamtzi kochav, everybody will fortify you. Shemar, it says, l'chol ma'amotzei koch, there'll be every fortification of strength. Av shemil lo shemim sidarta tefillah, if you arrange your davening, meaning that you're focused and have kavona, lo tei meitzer b'chol, don't daven a short shmon esrei, right? Don't daven a narrow mouth, but rather daven a broad mouth, and I'll fill it up, because since you're having a lot of kavanah, so therefore the more you daven, the better. Okay? Getting back to the Mishnah, from here we see a makor for davening long shmon esrei, other than the chassidim rishonim and brachas, so this is a similar idea than long shmon esrei. Lomani kashmo, lo sota v'arbe, the word arbe could mean like harbe, a lot, a plague of locusts. So it says Yusham, it's also Bavli. El afilu karnav, even to see one locust flying around, already can make a hasra, because they don't come singly. There's one around, like there are a million around.
Those tree beetles. I saw one beetle when that was enough to start.
Japanese beetle?
Japanese
yeah.
Beetles.
Okay. Belomini krosh shmo, chasil, why is an altar name for some locusts? Chasil, shu, chosel, so called, decimates everything. Belomini shmo, guvai, why is it called guvai? Do gavi dina de more, it collects the debts owed its master, meaning it punishes those who require punishment. Lo sota v'chaya roa, now this is not just a wild animal of a chaya type, not el afilu behema roa, even a behema, which is bad. So because kfar you are bishani Eretz Yisrael, there are already years in Eretz Yisrael, chamor no sheichu meimis, where a donkey bit and killed, shor no sheichu meimis, or an ox bit and killed, so therefore, even domesticated animals, if they start biting, you make fast. Similarly, lo sof tovar cherev shem lucham, it's not just if it's a sword of war, afilu cherev shel sholem, even if it's a sword of peace, shekfar us roshem b'yimei Yoshio, because in the days of Yoshio, we know, even a sword of peace was devastating, Yoshio got killed from that, so therefore, you make a trua no matter what swords are passing through your lands.
Maybe this was made canvases.
Well, when it says raw, does it really mean just like a biting kind of animal, or could be like a rabid animal?
I know, it sounds like it's just biting, but maybe. I certainly can't prove it to you.
Yeah, but if they're rabid, they usually get very aggressive. So, they'll bite.
I don't think they knew the qualitative difference that well. But right, anyway, it's certainly not worth arguing on. Ma'aseh shoreh this came to Yerushalayim. A certain time came when the elders came to Yerushalayim, le'oreim, to their cities, because of Tais and they decreed fast, because they saw an oven's full, which is very small, the amount of an opening of an oven, of Shidafon, a blight in Ashkelon. And even though Ashkelon is not in Eretz Yisrael, right, it's in... Well, nowadays it is. It's not in the Palestinian territory, but it's...
Plishtim.
Then it was Plishtim, right? But it's adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, right? So therefore they made a Xerah. Vogos the Tainis Lamoch, and the next day they made a Tainis. Al Sha'ochlu Zeyvin Shneti Nokos Be'er Yardin. Two wolves ate kids on the other side of the Jordan River. Rabbi Yossi Meretz, it's not that they ate. Lo Al Sha'ochlu Al Shaniru, it's just that wolves were seen. And wolves are dangerous, so they're here making ties. Nowadays, Meshugayim, the Americans, they release the wolves again into the wild. It's a whole big thing nowadays.
Well, it's in Yellowstone.
Right in Yellowstone, yeah. But they're dangerous animals. Nowadays, in fact, there's an article a couple of weeks ago in the New York Times that now they're finding coyotes. They actually found a coyote on Manhattan. You mean Massey there? It's an amazing concept. I wonder if it went by subway or went over one of the bridges, but because the I guess the coyotes are getting theirs, but they're coming back to New York. Okay, let's go to the Bronx Zoo. Aleihem Asrim B'Shabbos. I guess coyotes are not the dangerous things which lurk around New York City. And even Giuliani couldn't get rid of the coyotes. On these they do Hasra, even on Shabbos.
We didn't do the Gemara.
The shear of Moli Pitano is only if you find blight in one place. I'm a fuzer, but if there's scattered pockets of blight, I feel a part of me can, even if it's less than the Moli Pitano. Similar to the Chazodis on an Esrog. The Chazodis on Esrog, you know, the growth. If it's in one spot, it has a shear, but if it's scattered all over the Esrog, so even if it's not a shear, the Esrog is already possible. Amrei Mona said, "Niru rotin achrim." The wolves didn't actually catch the kids; they were seen pursuing them. Amrei Yisrael Rabu, no, it's not even that. Niru b'makom she'ein roi lohem. Well, I guess he's not really arguing; he's adding. Also, he's saying that they have to be seen in places they're not normally seen. In other words, if you're going to wolf country and there are wolves there, so you're not going to fast on that. But this is wolves, like in Manhattan. Okay. Elu matzvim b'Shabbos, and this you make true on Shabbos. Alir shikifu akum, a sea surrounded by goyim on a nahar or enveloped by a river, like when the Mississippi overflows. Vasfina mitarefes biyam, and on a sea which is being agitatedly tossed at sea. Rabbi Yosi mer leEzra avolol tzaka. Rabbi Yosi says you cry out for help, but not for davening. Okay, you don't make a. He says it's so. It's so important not to daven on Shabbos for something other than Shabbos to need, that you gather people if it's necessary to help save people, but not for the purpose of davening. That's Korban Eidah's pshat. The same motion says something not as severe. He says that you don't blow the shofar on Shabbos unless you have to gather. Unless you have to gather people to save them, right? It's like the Hatzolah cry. That's not the right word I meant. It's like, you know, nowadays you have two-way radio to get the EMTs to go, right? So now and then they didn't have that, so they would do the truer for that. So that means our real says for that person, you can do it. But Avalo Tzokov, and not for the purpose of Tom. Yeah, I guess it's really the same thing. All right, Chivon Tamei Tomani Mer Aval Dever. You can also do how true on Shabbos. On plague, v'lo d'lo chachomim, where chachomim not concede the point to him.
Is this a case like we had yesterday of a stam, machlokas, and then das yochid?
Yes. The thing is that the Bnei Moshe does say something important. He says that the halacha is that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos unless we need it to gather the nation. But we do daven for people. We don't fast for them. Okay, so we blow the shofar only to gather people. We daven for them, but we don't fast for them on Shabbos. Okay? Rav Amar Aneni Hashem Aneni. Rav said Aneni Hashem Aneni, which is one of the things we have in Slichos. The Korban Eidah says that this he said instead of doing trua, because you can't do trua on Shabbos, right? The Pnei Moshe says that he on Shabbos he was Makatzer in Tefillah. Instead of saying that Aneni Hashem Aneni, Aneni Lukinu, Aneni, Aneni Avinu, Aneni, the whole 9 yards, he just said this one line to be makatzer, to abbreviate the davening, the tilim, or whatever, the davening, the supplications, because on Shabbos is not supposed to supplicate for your own purposes. So again, the Korban Eidah learns he does instead of tkiya, the truos, according to the Pnei Moshe, he did instead of davening a long davening. Masnisa pliga al Rav. The thing is, our Mishnah argues and Rav. Rabbi Yosi mer leEzra v'lola tzaka. Rabbi Yosi says you can only do it for help, but not for crying out to God. But so must be Vatanya Kad Maya, must be the Tana Kamaholt, Sovereign Mamar Fila Tzoka, that he can even cry out. So if you can cry out, then you can blow shofars for crying out. If you can cry out, you can come down a long davening. It's Gosh Rav who did not blow shofar and daven a short davening. Okay, Rav is a Tano Polik, so Mistami can get away with that. Levi Bansisi Boa Gaiosus Liro, the bandits came to the city. Not this amazing story. It's the opposite of Hasidic story. You ready for this one? Do you know the story of Rabbi Sol Vrishin? I think I've told it. You know the story of Rabbi Sol Vrishin? Baal Shem Tov, restore vision was the Talmud of the Mizritcher. So the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov in his generation, once there was a gzeira against the Zuz Shamayim, so he went out to the woods to a certain place and he sang a certain nigun, and the gzeira was batel. Okay, the Mizritcher, his Talmud, he also had to face a certain gzeira. So he said, we no longer know the place. And that, so we no longer know the tune, but we know the place. So we went out to the place, and the gzeira was brought up. The Rishner said, we no longer know the tune, and we no longer know the place, but we know the story. And he said, the gzeira is brought up. That's the Chassidish story, okay? So even though we no longer know anything, but you remember the rabbis of the Maisa, that's good. Okay, here's the opposite. Leia Sisi Boa Gayasis Lira, by the bandits came to the city. Not a Sefer Torah for all the Rosh Hagag. He took a Sefer Torah, went to the top of the roof. Amrei Tzeri Bona Lomim, in Batli Tzchad Amila Minah, then Sefer Isaac, if I was a Vatel Torah from the Sefer Torah, Yelun Lon, let the bandits succeed. Vin Lo, if not, they should come in. Vin Lo, if not, Yezun Lon, let them leave right away. Miyat is miyat. His bone, so they check for the bandits. Loishtakun, they couldn't find any bandits because they all ran away, like he requested. Tamid Avika. Now Levi's Tamid did this. Yavshus Yodeh, his hand shriveled up; they became paralyzed. But nonetheless, Azlus Lon, the bandits went away. In other words, he was affected, but since he wasn't taka as clean as his Rebbe Levi, so therefore his hands shriveled, you know, because he said, my hands are, Levi said, my hands are clean, these other said his hands are clean, they weren't so clean, so okay, so save the city, but he lost the use of his hands. Talmidei Avakein, the Talmid of the, Talmidei Avakein, the Talmid of the Talmudis, lo yavshus, you know, his hands didn't dry up, didn't shrivel up, but Vlazlon, but the bandits didn't go away either. Lomar Chah teaches you Shein Shoyte Nifka, an imbecile, even if you punch him, he doesn't chop what's going on. And Velo Basar Meitz Margish Bismol, and the flesh of a dead body, or dead flesh in a body, does not feel the knife going through. So too, you know, the first generation, the second generation, they're still sensitive. But the third generation, already they're so far removed that they're so dull and thick and coarse, it doesn't work either way. It doesn't even work with a punishment. Doesn't work at all. Okay? So according to the Yerushalmi's version, the Rishner would not have been successful, right, obviously. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. Our Kotar Shlo Tava Tivar on any travail which we hope will not befall the community, Masvina Lay Liblo Show for Chutzi Rov showing except for if you have too much rain. Famous Maisa. Maisa Shomalu Khani Maga once he told Khani Maga is Palashir Duk Shami for a diamond that the rain should go down. So he said, go and take in the ovens which you set up for your current Pesach. The shushloi mokin or they shouldn't dissolve because they're clay ovens. His bali daven lo yodu shom and the rain didn't come down. Uga, he drew a circle for Amma Vesokhan stood in it. Amma, so he said, Ribon Sholem, Banecha samu paneim olai, your children put their faces towards me. Shanika ben bais, because I'm like your a member of your household. The vilchot nishbani b'shimcha gadol, so I take an oath in your great name. Sheizaz mikar, not moving from here. Atcha terachim abanecha, until you have mercy on your children. So it's chiluk shalom minachim. So the rain started coming down very slowly. Amar, he said, lokach shalti, I didn't ask for that. Elagish me boros sichin amoros. I want. Rain which is going to fill all the types of cisterns. Yor de Bazaf, they came down with anger. Amaris, they said, no. Lokach shalt, he didn't ask like this. Gishme rotzon ubrachon adora, a rain which manifests the desire and the bracha and the willingness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give rain. Yor de Ketikna, so they came up properly. Ach only some Yushalayim Harbais until the Yushalayim started getting flooded, so they all went up to Harbais because of the rain. Amulo, so they said, Kashem Shishbata Lem Shiyerdu, Kishishli Dam, they should come down, Kach Tispala Lushiyochlem, asked that they should go away. So he said, Amulo, they said, no, I can't do that, unless, Tzuru Inikhe Sevenatoyim, if the blood of those who lost stuff, the stone of those who lost stuff, the more it's going to describe what that is, if that is already dissolved, or become covered, I guess, with water, then I'll dive in, but otherwise I can't dive in to stop the bracha. Okay, Rabbi Yona, Shimon Bar Boa, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, they all said, Dovar, now it should be She'ev Shar Locha, not She'ev Shar. Dovar She'ev Shar Locha, Lomar Olav Dai, Hu Bracha. What's a true bracha? Something where you're never going to say enough. Like chocolate. There's never enough chocolate, right? So then, right? So
absolutely.
So there's never enough chocolate. So chocolate is always a bracha, right? You're never going to say die. But same way where people say enough, so you got a year's supply. What?
Broccoli.
Right. So that's it's not a bracha, right? Right, Racha Rabbi Chava Rav Ava. Questions whether there's bugs or no bugs. Right, Racha Rabbi Chava Rabbi Ubaba by Loi. Hashem Rav said no. Even if you get too much of a good thing, it's a bracha, because it says Achivalu Sifsosechem Ilomar Dayenu, Dayenu Bracha, Dayenu Bracha. He had a bracha that says Right, Koyse Lachem Bracha Ad Bli Die. I give you a bracha with no end, and that Chazal say Achivalu Sifsosechem Ilomar Die. Well, until your lips, stop, are worn out from saying enough, enough, enough. But we see it's still called a bracha. So we see even above the limit, it's still called a bracha. Okay? Hadamara, now getting back to the Mishnah, it says that he told them to bring in their ovens. Hadamara teaches us Arvei Pesachim. Must have been Erev Pesach, right? The Tanya came, we learned like this. It's not literally Erev Pesach, but right before Pesach. Besrim Bey, but someone called Amo, this is a quote from Gil's Tainus. On the 20th day of Adar, everybody fasted the Mitra for rain, but Nachson came down, and that was the episode occurred on the 20th day of Adar.
So why were they asking for rain so late in the season? What good would it do?
It does good. Until Pesach, yeah. Amar, why didn't the rain come down right away? Shlo baba nova. He wasn't humble. He said, I want it. Okay?
Tell that to the
Lady
Yitzchak.
Yeah, Amar, he learned from Chokhi. Chokhi was successful. Amar, you done Giria. Whatever his name was, he said, "Hodin Chayne Magil." The Chayne Magil mentioned our Mishnah. Brabre the Chayne Magil, who was the second Chayne Magil, was a grandson of the original Chayne Magil. Have a summit with Churban Beis Mikdash. The one mentioned our Mishnah, he was near the Churban. Now he wasn't really near the Churban. It was quite some time before the Churban. He was in the days of Shimon ben Shetach, but he was nearer the Churban than his grandfather, obviously. Okay? So he was near the Churban. Now, this episode is brought down to Bavli in much different detail. You remember that he went out and he saw the guy planting, the old tree. Man planting the tree, and asked him why he planting the tree. Said for my grandson, remember the story? Said for my grandson, so Chayne Magil went into a cave and he fell asleep for 70 years. And when he woke up, he saw the tree, it was fully grown. And he said, oh, that old man was right. He was planting for his grandson because he saw another old man planting a tree, working on the tree. He said, I'm the grandson. And kids are mice. He went home and nobody knew who he was. And then he died, asked that he should die, and he died happily. And everybody else lives happily ever after. So here's a different story, okay? So Gabi Polov. He once went out to after this episode with the rain, he went out to the hill to his workers. Adu Taman, while he was there, Nachas Mitra started raining. All the Emarati went into a cave. Minyasiv, once he went in there, Nam, he fell asleep, but Damachlein, he fell into a deep sleep. Vavich Gibashain said he was sunken in sleep, Shivan Shneen, for 70 years. Achich, the Chora Beis Mikdash was destroyed and rebuilt. Now I want you to know, there's a guy in Muncie, his name is Label Resnick, wrote a book saying that Bar Kokhba rebuilt the third Beis HaMikdash. And this seems to be support for this, right? Because he went to sleep, and in the meantime, the Beis HaMikdash was, it says, destroyed and rebuilt, right? But I'm not even sure, but I don't remember my history very well. But maybe I shouldn't even go on tape and say this, but I don't remember that Bar Kokhba ever liberated Yerushalayim. I'm not sure he actually did. Have any recollection of that?
No, I thought he was doing all the fighting outside. He was Beitar. He only had really one successful
campaign?
The rest was, from that point on, he got a lot of soldiers, but He wasn't successful in his second.
So I don't think that's what it's referring to here. And I don't think Resnick is right. I mean, Resnick has all sorts of tantalizing allusions here and there to this possible shadowy third base on Mikdash, which existed, which would make the next one, of course, the fourth one. But I don't think it's right. I think what he means here is that Herod destroyed and rebuilt the base on Mikdash, as you know. He rebuilt it in much greater grandeur than originally had. So I think that's what it's referring to. I mean, Mikdash, which the the original settlers built Ezra and Nehemiah, that was destroyed and rebuilt with the Mikdash of Hardus. Okay, which makes sense time-wise because he fell asleep during the reign of his of Shimon ben Shetach, right? Because he will see in the next mission he had a discourse with Shimon ben Shetach. And Shimon ben Shetach was like 50 or so years before the Common Era. And Hordus was right around the beginning of the Common Era. So it works out that he slept and woke up in the next place on Mikdash. Okay, so Naaman, he woke up, Nafak lemi Marta, he came out of the cave, Chama Alma Michlev, he saw a world change. Zavi Dava Karmaya, in a corner where there used to be vineyards, Avdin Zaysin, now there were olive groves. Zavi Dava Zaysin, place used to be olive groves, Avid Zaro, there was now grain. Shalim Dinosa, so he went to the country, Amrle, so the first thing he did, you know, he once wanted to know, what did you see tonight on the World Wide Web? Amrle said, Makal Obama, what's new in the world? What's in CNN today? Amrle says, if Lace are the other Makal Obama, what's the matter? You don't have a television. Amrle, so he said, Lo, Chas V'Sholim. So Amrle, so he said, Manat, who are you that you don't know what's going on? Amrle, so he said, Choni Amagel. He said, Amrle, they said, Shmanon, we used to hear, to have Ol Azor, when he used to go to Azor, have a human Nahara, the Azor would be illuminated. What? Let's go see if you can illuminate the Azor. Ol Van Hora. So it came in, he came in and became illuminated. The Korah Gameh, he said to himself, Shuv Hashem, Shiva, Sion, Hayinu, Kechomim, when Hashem restored the return of Tzion, we were like dreaming. You know, I just realized we could say another pshat here. That the Choni Ma'agil, at the time of Shimon ben Shetach, was Samach L'Churban. He was grandson, it says, original Shimon ben Shetach, and the Choni Ma'agil. And that Choni Ma'agil was maybe, even though he was obviously, they would have to be very long lived, but that he went to sleep before the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash and woke up at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, because that 70 years will work out. And then Imamish went to sleep right then, the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, woke up right at the time of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, he saw a different world, and it was his grandson at the time of Shimon ben Shetach, who was the one who davened for rain. It would have to be his grandson, probably from, you know, that he, when he woke up, that he got, like, remarried, and then he had a kid. But that would work out. It could work out with the years. No, not according to Bavli. According to Bavli, there's only one Choni Ma'agil. Bavli doesn't have two. It's Yerushalmi who has two of them. But it could be that's referring to destroyed and rebuilt. Right, because I was learning there was a second Choni Ma'agil, and then it was obviously Hordus, but maybe this is the first one that he went from the first base of Mikdash to the second base of Mikdash. Okay, that's a possibility. He's Chilk Shoyim Menachim. The rain started dripping. Now, getting back to our second Choni Ma'agil, one of the Mishnah. Amar Lo, so he said, Lobo Elu Elohatir Nidro Shoze. I'm so started saying, it's not real rain. It's only coming to get Choni out of his nether, right? So, because he says he's not leaving the circle until he rains. So he didn't accept that Choni. Omer, he said, look, Achshalti, Elgish me boros sichnum umoros. So Yodu Bezafti came down with anger. Tani Shmuel said, what's with anger? Can be pia note. In other words, that the rain drops were like the opening to a container, which means you had raindrops of this thickness coming down. So he didn't like that either, right? So he said, look, he didn't like ask this. El Gishme Rotzain, Ubracha, Unadava. Rain of desire, of blessing, and of gift. The order could take them, they can't properly. Only soil, Yushalayim Harabais, had to go from Yushalayim proper, which is low down, to Harabais, which is high up, the Temple Mount, Minei Kshon, because of rain. Hodamras teaches us. Harabais Mekurahaya. Now, the Rishonim says not because it was higher up, but because it had a roof. It's Mekura. It had a roof, so they went on the roof. Tani came, we learned Istiyoliv name Istiyoya was a colony within a colony, and the colonnades provided shelter. Now, the colonnades were actually higher up. so that you really didn't have to enter the Beis HaMikdash for the, in order to stand there, because it's also to enter the Beis HaMikdash for to protect yourself from the rain. But they were like around the fact that I forget where I read this in some non-Jewish stores or not non-Jewish, non-Talmudic stores, that the colonnades were actually places where the Romans who came to visit would stand to watch the proceedings because they weren't allowed into the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a place where they stood while the rain was coming down, you know, not entering the Beis HaMikdash proper. Okay? Who, the Romans?
No, the Romans.
No, it did, but it had a roof there. They were standing on the roof. It's like a dome stadium. Amrlo, they said, "Kishem shispata lehem shiyordu." Just how your davening should come down. Kachispata lehem shiyelchu lehem. Your davening should go away. Amrlo, they said, "Tzuru im nichei seven atoyim." You're going to do it if that stone is getting washed away. Even atoyim. Ma'isko dehada even atoyim. What is this even atoyim thing? El komandu movid mila. Anybody lost something, have a nasi lamin tamon. He would get it there. Chod have a mashkech mila, and anybody who would find something, have a mevelay tamon, who would bring it there, and they would make exchanges. And he said, Amrlo, so he said to them, because what he was saying, the shem sheif shalem nazosi mochtom, just like the stone is not going to be dissolved, kachi yishal yisbalo gshom yishal chulem, I can't do it, can't have on rain, it should go away. El tuba avili parshba deris, but go and bring me a korban toida. Biyotza avilo parshba deris, one that brought him a parshel toho toils. Besamash the yodav, and he put his two hands on it for him, he said, which I made an oath, not to bring the waters of Noah again on the land. So we're still with Chodei Magal. So Meshetach sent a message. Normally he said, we have to put you in Chiron. What can I do? Literally means you plan your affection before Hashem. Kiben, like a child, a son, Shumishat Avil pays on his father's affections in order to get favors. Voser Tzona, the father, does him favors. Right? Volecha, Kosovoyma concerning you, it says, Yismacha Vicha Vimecha, your father and mother rejoice, Visogel Yosecha, those who gave birth to you have joy as well. Sheilu Nigzro, so what was really Shimon's Taina? Why is Shimon Shetel so upset? So the Yerushalmi gives a different reason for it. It says, She'il nigzor gezer, k'shem shenigzor b'dimei Elio. In the days of Elio, gezer was made. No rain. That's it. Finish. So what about if such a gezer is made today? And you went and davened and were not successful because there was a gzera. Wouldn't it be a chil Hashem that you were mispallel and weren't answered? Maybe rabbi de chil Hashem, and anybody brings the mask chil Hashem, tzarech neither has to be put in cherem. So I almost put you in cherem had you created a chil Hashem. Tavitz, he learned over there by Kiddush al Chodesh. So Rabbi Akiva wouldn't let Adim go and be Mechal Shabbos more than one set. So Gamliel sent a message, said, Ma'akev, a similar message to the message over here. Ma'akev rabim lasos mitzvah. Lom tesem ma'akev rabim lasos mitzvah. Aren't you impeding the master doing a mitzvah? They'll call ma'akev rabim lasos mitzvah. Anybody impedes the master doing a mitzvah, certainly there has to be a chayim as well. V'amar lo. So B'choni Amagil said to Shimon Shetach, Ve'ena koshborgum v'vato gzeros m'nei gzeros social tzadik. I'm a tzadik. And Hashem, Tzadik goes to Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Hashem will remove his there because of me. So says the more very interesting answer Shimon Shetach gave him. Amar Lo, you said yes. Heina Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatok Zeros Nigzeros Shel Tzadik. However, Veina Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatok Zeros Shel Tzadik Nigzeros Shel Tzadik Chaveru. Hashem is going to be Michael his there, but maybe some other Tzadik, some Navi somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, supplicate Hashem till Hashem decree there should be a drought. And now you're trying to vital not Hashem's word, which you can do, but the words of your fellow tzaddik, and that you cannot do. Okay? So that's why it was a chance to be a chul Hashem. L'mayis, it wasn't that way, but that was a possibility. But again, Avamayis said, what can I do? Vatom mischata, you play on your affections, lifnei amogim before Hashem, conventionally mischata l'avil, like a son plays in his affections of his father, voice of return, and father does what he wants. Some say, Lord, the same Hashem, Rav Chista. Some say, same Hashem, Rav Masno. Vatigzor, Omer, V'yokim, Loch. You make a decree and it'll come to you. Matam ulomer loch. What does loch mean? El afilu omer chen, even if God says one way. Vatam archein, you the tzaddik says the other way. Ditcha kaima. Says Hashem, I'm going to do your bidding. Vatidi lo kaima, even though mine goes against it. Vatarachach nogar, on your pathways, the light illuminated. And the Shai Torah Sarat Yisrael says, wherever it says light in Eov, in the speech at least of Eliu, speaking here, it means rain. Okay? Or here means the illumination of the rain, spiritual illumination. Amrachir Abozi Ridas Kushorin, that's the when the rain comes down. Af Bari Yatriach Av, your feet are none oro. So, I forget what Bari means.
Isn't that
the
name of a malach and that comes up in
Tefillah
Tau?
Bari? It could be, I don't know. Bari? Oh, is that what it is there?
Yeah.
Af Bari, I remember that name.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's the malach in charge of the rain?
I think so.
Okay, it sounds good. It's really not worth getting up and getting an eov. Af Bari, Atriachav, Nefitzan on a row, he'll cause the clouds to come and the clouds will scatter their light. So you see, light means when the clouds have light, it means the rain which comes from the clouds. The same idea. What?
Lightning.
Yeah. Because they were brought down low, and you said, rise up. And Hashem says, I want to diminish the people, cut them down to size, but not bring rain. And you said, I should bring rain. You wanted to give them gaiva, self-esteem, that the rain will come. I support your statement, the tzaddik, v'tidi lo kaime, and I undermine my plan to punish the Jews. The shachinayim yoshia, those whose eyes are downcast will be redeemed. I said, lishchosanim, the downcast eyes be raw with bad. And you said to say them, didcha kaime, v'tidi lo kaime, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to cancel my decree. Ani amarti, I said, imolit inoki, let people go only if they're innocent. Atomarta, and you said, imolit avakishen inoki, even if they're not innocent. Dilo kaim, I sustain you, and dilo kaim, and I give in on my account. Mao v'nimlak b'barka becha, we flee or are released with the cleanliness of your hand, means b'brius kapecha, which that which makes your hand clean, clarified. B'susa mitzvah su maisin toivim. With the mitzvah, I said, "Tovim shayu biyadech, which you have in your hand, mirashu secho from the beginning, from your beginning, alecha kosev omer, somebody who has mitzvahs, as we do your mitzvahs all these years, yismacho vicho v'yimecho togelu secho, everybody in the family is happy. Matam liyotecho, who's liyotecho? It says your father, your mother, what's your liyotecho? People give birth to you, raimon amar umasecho, your nation. Rabbi Yisrabun amar shatecho, your mazel, the time when you're born, you have a good horoscope. Rabbanan Amrei, Rabbanan says, Kishem shu mekau lo b'kif lain, kachum samcho b'kif lain. The kill clothes with two, the simchos with two. Minayin shu kol lo b'shar shnayim, have a kif lain, I know the clothes with two, Shneimar says, Kas lo aviv, an anger to his father, the bank seal, stupid son. Who may mare, and a torture, or an anguish, a pain, whatever, so to this give birth to it. So that's a double... Ben Chacham Yisamachav Uben Ksil Tugas Imo. It says Ben Chacham, wise son caused his father to be happy, and a foolish son too is Tugas Imo, is the anxiety of his mother. Mao Tugas Imo, what does it mean, the anxiety of his mother? Am Rabbi Luda Lishan Gematria Non. It's a Gematria means Afra Beine Imi. And what? Yeah, where Esav and Rivka. But here he learns that Afra is like, Tugas is Afra, and it's like ashes. It's like tossing ashes in his mother's eyes. Menachem Sangli climbs to all that. It's the Kola, how you know, the Simcha, double, Yismacha, Vicha, Vimecha, Visogel, Yuluda, Secha, the Simcha, and joy for everybody across the board. Okay, enough for